This is huge. Tom Randall making the switch from Tickford over to Matt White. And he has gone from the hospital bed to position number one in fine style. Shaking it off in style. Thomas Randall is your pole man here for Armorall. Congratulations. P1, round one, race one. Just lean back and let it go. It was so close on the start line for Thomas Randall. Just lean back and let it go. Randall brings up to home without a scratch. It's Thomas Randall who wins the race.
It was one of the absolute highlights, and it's also one of the few times you see a Nissan up the front of a of a race, which is a little bit harsh to say, just in case. Eddie,
accurate, though.
Very accurate. But look, it was one of the big bits of news in the off-season in Super 2 last year. Thomas Randall, our good mate, good friend of the show, switching from Tickford to join Matt White Motorsports. And you have to say, guys, that it was a pretty good move on his part, wasn't it?
Oh, Nimsy, 100%. And I think ultimately, Steve, it was a pretty sleepy sort of off-season. We kind of knew where everyone was going. The whole Chaz, Walkinshaw, Andretti United thing had been talked about. And from an off-season point of view, a silly seat point of view, it was actually one of the big talking points, because a ripper endurance season last year, and we're all thinking, oh, he's just going to keep sliding in with FPR and or Tickford or whatever it is, and away he goes. And then it's see you later, mate.
Yeah, I think we both couldn't. No one really saw that coming. No. And, you know, we spoke to Nick Percat only a couple of weeks back. And he was saying the same thing. He said, sneaky little text to Tommy saying, hey, you know, I was just wondering what you're doing for Enduros. Having a laugh. Next minute, the phone's ringing. It's like, oh, hello? You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really good get by them. And I think that, you know, it's a surprise. Surprise that Tickford let him go.
Well, you know what? He's been good enough to join us here. He's our feature interview for IMAR Insurance, the tradies, mate. Call 13-IMAR. And this is also a Aaron Noonan verified stat. He's also one of the only blokes on the grid to have driven a Mustang, a Falcon, a Commodore, and a Nissan. If you had a Volvo in there, Tommy, you would have beat James Moffat. But please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Thomas Randall.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be back as always. So, I think this is the first segment I've been on this year. Well, if it is, happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year, mate. As I just said to Steve, that was a big off season moment. Take us through the lead or the back end of 2019, where we all thought, as I said, you know, Tickford, off you go, happy days. Here we go for another season. Bryce Fullwood's gone to Walkinshaw. You're in a pretty strong position to win it, and then all of a sudden, see you, mate. And then you've ended up at Matt White Motorsport. Give us the background to all of that.
Yeah, look, it all happened pretty fast, actually. So, we just felt like that we had a better opportunity with Matt White to get more success in Super 2. I felt like, I had a really good Enduro campaign with Lee Holdsworth, which I've just got to thank the team and Lee for that opportunity. I mean, to finish third both in the Sandown 500 and the actual Perdic Enduro Cup was pretty fantastic. But it was a little bit of a strange time, to be honest. I thought that I might have continued in the Enduro side of things, but look, that's okay. I think where I am now is a really good opportunity with Nick. I think he's a ripper driver, and the whole Matt White thing came about sort of after the final round, and you know Matt was looking at running another 3-car program. He wanted me to be sort of the lead driver there, and I'd seen how he had run his operation, from a bystander, if you like, because I wasn't directly involved last year, but it looked quite impressive, and the car was obviously strong last year. It won the championship, so
absolutely.
We basically said to Tickford that we didn't believe that the package was as good as Matt White's package. We, including Rusty, Rusty was fully on board with the move, as you would have seen. It's still a Sky Sands car, it's been a pleasure. Since he was fully on board with everything that was going through my health struggles, and I mean, as hard as it was for me, it would have been just as difficult for him, because he's got a driver who's saying, yep, we're on for the first round, or maybe we're not, maybe we are, and he's preparing his car. So he's been great, and he's the guy that's directly on my radio as well. I mean, any questions I've got, they are answered. I can contact him pretty much any time of the day if I've got any issues. And the workshop, the best thing is the workshop's 10 minutes away, whereas Tickford was over an hour away with no traffic.
So, oh, yeah, mate. No CityLink passes there, at least.
So Tickford was only a couple of blocks away.
No. Matt White's only a couple of blocks away.
No, that's what I'm saying. Tickford's only a couple of blocks away if it's an hour, no traffic in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. He's only down the road.
Hey, mate, was it your, obviously, for the sounds of it, it was your choice. So that's what, you know, you decided to do. It wasn't a case that there was nothing on the table there from Tickford. So it was your choice to make that big move and try to better what you wanted to do with your own program.
It was kind of basically, the deal sort of was like, if I had to be doing Super 2 there to drive in the endurance races, which, you know, kind of makes sense. But in another way, I was a little bit disappointed there, but I can understand from their point of view, from their business model, how it's got to run. And look, they've picked up Alex Bremer, who's just a one batter. So it's probably better caliber than myself. But we had a great run last year, and I think that was really important for me to get that opportunity and really not make any huge mistakes. I mean, kept the car straight every race, no damage, and like I said, we finished top three, best of the Fords, so that was fantastic. And Nick, like you mentioned at the start of the show, Nick messaged me. There's a little bit more dialogue to it than that, but he was surprised that I wasn't locked in, and to be picked up by him was great. And I've already done one or half a day at the Bend, the pre-season test, which was really good. And, you know, I actually drove Nick's go-kart on the weekend at Todd Road for a couple laps. So we're in constant contact as well, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping it could be the next round. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things I love about your whole story at the end of the season is that when you arrived in Adelaide, you arrived in the Nissan, but you still have Sky Sands sponsorship all over your car. And that's owned by Rusty French, and Rusty French is a co-owner in Tickford. So you've obviously left Tickford in a really good way, in a happy way, and Rusty obviously rates what you're doing because he's willing to keep throwing money at your career and at the car and not leaving you out in the lurch.
Well, that's exactly right. And in this sport, you know, you can't burn any bridges because you never know where things might leave. And you know, there's no hard feelings at all with Tickford. And I mean, who knows? I could be back there one day in a full-time capacity, potentially, or, you know,
well,
you
LeBrock
just don't
did.
Know.
LeBrock did,
exactly,
so why not?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and like I said, no issues with anyone there. I get along with everyone really well. So it's just one of those things at the moment. You know, I think sometimes the path has to, you know, go a different way before it potentially can come back. I'm not saying that the door is fully closed there. So, but for the meantime, Nissan in Super 2 and a Commodore with BJR in the Enduros. So that's fantastic. And look, we had an awesome first round at Adelaide in the Super 2. I mean, to get on pole after really hardly any pre-season preparation apart from recovering in hospital. So I was really happy with that. And now there's such a big break, not something we would have liked or anyone would have liked, but it gives me as a good opportunity to get my fitness back up to where it should be.
Hey, mate, obviously with this very big distraction and break from everything at the moment in the world, especially motorsport for us, there's been some pretty cool things coming about recently with online racing and ARG. Supercars are one, ARG are one. I know Formula One are doing it as well.
And NASCAR.
NASCAR. So all the guys are getting involved, and you're getting involved in the ARG
Car
Sales
Cup.
E-Series, eSport Cup, from what I understand.
That's it, I am.
I think you're going to have some pretty stiff competition in that.
Let's be honest.
You're going to be running.
The only way you're going to be able to fit into an open wheeler is on eSports.
Oh, mate.
Let's be honest.
My open wheeler is as big as my lounge chair. It's gross. I may be taking
TCR.
Yeah, exactly. So TCR. So first round's Bathurst on Thursday week, I believe, or this Thursday coming, sorry. So, so that's going to be pretty cool. And, yeah, you may encounter one S. Johnson in a blue TCR car on the grid, but...
Okay. Okay, so there's going to be just one blue car, so everyone's going to target that blue car.
Pretty much.
Absolutely.
But the funny thing is that every second week, so week on, week off most probably, it's not going to be one S Johnson driving. It's going to be one Jet Johnson driving it. So that's going to throw a spanner in the works for a few blokes, I think.
We'll know that he's driving, right? Like, you're not going to... You'll tell us, or do we just assume if he's 3 seconds quicker, we'll say, oh, it's Jet in the car? Or...
Exactly.
Good call, my boy.
I'm just going to play that one by ear.
And I'm just going to go to your house, and I'm going to sit there with a beer, and I'm just going to watch everyone just fence you and whack into the back of you.
I'll tell you what, Steve, if you are the DSO, which you've been many times, and Jet's racing, there's no special favours for him, all right? You've got to don't just let the pink slips, you know, slide out of the way for Jet. It's all, be stricter on Jet.
Stricter on the young fella.
How good will that be?
That's it.
I came out last week and said, look, I'm not a big fan of this esports thing in the sense that I can't drive one, I'm useless on a computer game, and I'm not a big fan of it, but... In the world of motorsport right now, in fact, in the world of sport, e-motorsport has just become huge, hasn't it? Because you can't have e-Olympics and you
can't have e-football.
You can't have e-football, really, and e-soccer.
Well, you can, but it's all down to using a joystick or PlayStation.
Well, you could bring out the Wii Sports again. Remember Wii Sports? Yeah, you can bring that out. That'd be the go.
Do that. But, I mean, this is the moment in the sun for e-motorsports, isn't it? Because every major category in the world now is that's all we got to play with.
Yep, no, I agree. And it's a really good chance to not only for the drivers to keep the practice up, but also for the fans if they're interested in watching esports and even the sponsors. I mean, at the moment they don't have a car with a canvas to put their sponsorship on. So this is the perfect way to do that. And if it's going to be, which from what I've read, it's going to be shown on Fox Sports, KO. To have the cars fully liveried with the drivers in them, I think it's great. And it's the NASCAR, there was a cup race on the weekend, and I think it had over 900,000 views just on the Fox coverage or something. So
yeah, plus an extra 200,000 on just streaming it. So it did huge numbers.
Absolutely, and then if everyone's got their own webcam as well, then the fans will be able to, you know, choose who they want to watch, kind of like onboard cameras in a way. So I think it's a great initiative, and it's something that if they have to do, I think you could see supercars were already trying to bring esports in. I mean, there was esports competitions last year, but they were more for the pro gamers. But now I think it could really take off. The fact that there is no actual racing, so this is the time to do it, and let's see what happens.
So Thursday the 2nd of April is going to be the first run. It's a TCR is what running for ARG. It's at Bathurst. The round format's pretty cool. Like, it's 1 20-minute qualifying. There's one. I'm not sure if it's 30-minute or 30-lap feature race, but I would say it's probably 30-minute. And then they've got one 15-minute reverse grid race following the feature race. So that...
Sin City.
That's going to be... Yeah, that's going to be payback city, that one.
It actually just says 1:30 feature race on the email, so...
Yeah, I know.
We don't know.
So I'm not sure, because it does say a 15-minute reverse grid race, so I'm...
Yeah.
I'm thinking 30 laps at Bathurst, it's going to take an hour and a half.
Will the TCR cars be able to last on fuel?
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to come and pit. That'll be interesting. I'll have my pit crew there. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
Matty, give me another beer.
Give me another donut and beer, Matty.
Oh, if only you could do that in the real race car. have a donut in the real race car.
But what do you mean? I think Steve does.
Oh, I do. I did. I had six today. What are you talking about? The only thing that's keeping me healthy at the moment.
Just as a side note, you do mention, Tommy, that it is going to be streamed as well. But you've got yourself a brand new Twitch account. And if anyone wants to get on board and follow any of your races, not just the official ones, but we've been seeing Scotty Mack do this as well, you can follow you on your brand new Twitch, twitch.tv/ThomasRandall49. So you're fully getting into it, aren't you?
Twitch.
Wow. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I set it up today and I've got nearly 100 followers. So I did a test stream earlier and it was pretty average. I had very bad lag and the bandwidth was terrible. So I think I might have got all that out of the way. So we should be good for the 2nd of April. And yeah, we'll see who's interested and who wants to tune in. But
Twitch,
like Steve said,
it's getting that.
Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch.
So is that like a webcam? So people, like you said, watch you while you're racing? Or
so
what's the story?
Twitch is a program that allows you to live stream you playing a game, and you can have a webcam set up as well.
And so you've just lost him there, Don. You've just lost.
I've lost him. I've
lost, no, I'm good. Maddie's no good.
I'm gone. I'm out.
Tommy, we really appreciate you jumping on board. And, mate, if you can find something to stream those races between you and Cam Waters in those RC planes, try and do that as well, because that looked like a lot of fun on your gram.
Oh, how good.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he came around yesterday as well, and I crashed my Bolsterwood plane, so I've got to build a new one now. But he's unreal at flying those RC planes. He's got a low wing nitro plane, and he's got a delta wing electric plane, which that thing goes about over 100 miles an hour. So it scares the cows. So let's put it that way.
If anyone wants to watch the footage of that quote unquote dodgy landing, I think it's still on Cam Waters' story. So get in there before you miss out.
Yeah. That was dodgy,
all right.
That was shocking.
Tommy, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate. We look forward to seeing you on Twitch, and we even look forward to seeing you even more on the actual grid, whether it's in your Super 2 Nissan Altima or the S5000, mate. We cannot wait to see you go racing again. And all the best, mate. We'll chat soon.
Thanks, gents. Cheers. Take it easy.